Flowers are such a blessing and so amazing. Families built of miracles. I have always loved flowers with their sudden appearance after a brutal Midwestern winter. The vincas spreading up the hill each year and emerging through the remaining snow, and daffodils coming along on the hillsides facing south, through the dried leaves of the last summer and the remaining patches of snow. Such beauty appears in the ebb of snow and cold, showing their rebirth, quiet and strong, after what felt like an unsurvivable winter. We then have our own communions with the flowers and all the later arrivals. Our yard flowers quickly engage in their other communions with us as we pause on our walks and our yard work to receive their beauty, scent, and purpose, and also with honeybees and other native pollinators emerging during the springtime. Now, research now explores the powerful and mysterious interaction of flowers with honeybees and other pollinators. Flowers are visible to honey and bumblebees in the ultraviolet range of light, which is invisible to human eyes, but very clear to the bees, along with the odor of the. Recently, there is evidence of an electrical sensation and connection between bees and flowers. When bees fly to gather nectar and pollen, they develop a positive energy due to the friction of their wings and the air. Opposite electrical charges attract, and the flower's negative charges serve to attract the bees. As the bees approach, the difference in the charges attracts pollen to the pollinating bees. The bees carry this pollen in special sacks on their legs, and they deposit it as they travel to other flowers. You see, they both need each other. The bees need the nectar and the pollen from the flowers, and the flowers need the bees to spread their pollen to other flowers and thus continue their intertwined lives. This dance between bees and flowers demonstrates the interconnected web of all existence and the importance of working together. Nature has demonstrated such symbiotic relationships for millions of years, and we need to heed this message and to appreciate the powerful communal ties that serve our green and blue planet's communions of life.
My first flower communion service ever was one of the highlights of my years as a Unitarian Universalist. I have no idea what the minister said that day or what songs were sung, but I do remember the flowers. I remember learning that this new faith that I had made my own had rituals that were true to us, not borrowed or evolved from somewhere else. And I loved that the natural symbolism of the flowers were allowed to stand for the transformative power of community, our strength and beauty in diversity, and the fact that when we come to this place, we bring our gifts, share them freely, and then leave different than we came. I remember sitting in the congregation in awe of the power of that symbolism. Is there any life event that isn't traditionally marked with flowers? I have officiated at a lot of weddings, and some of my favorites are the ones where the couple insists it's going to be a very small, private event, only a few friends or family in attendance, and they often clearly say, no flowers or anything like that, as if to say, it's no big deal. And then when the day arrives, there are always flowers, even just a few. We bring flowers to memorials and funerals and mark the graves of those who have died with flowers, bouquets, and bushes alike. When we here at the fellowship dedicate our children, we give them a flower. And when new members join, we give them one as well. The flower that I was given at my new member joining ceremony in Dallas, Texas in 2002 was a red rose. I had calla lilies when I was married. When we dedicated Nevin, he had a big, fat, white rose. I remember he tried to eat it. And when we dedicated Ellis, a smaller array of blue flowers. I have dried and saved them all. A small, tangible memory of the markers of powerful moments in my life. Flower communion is the same, a marker of our community. This year, of all the years, flower communion feels more special and powerful. It's a testament to life, continuing in the face of so much loss. A testament to beauty in the face of so much hurt. A testament to community, rich and embodied, which after so many, many months of online gathering will feel transformative. May we learn from the flowers and allow them to show us the way to emergence and growth. Amen. And may it be so.